请各位低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，借着你圣灵的运行，我们知道你现在在我们中间。主啊，让我们一同来到你施恩宝座的面前，向你献上由衷的敬拜。主啊，我们把今天这段时间恭恭敬敬地仰望在主你手中。主啊，既然我们每一个礼拜天奉主耶稣基督的名来敬拜你，来朝见你，主啊，但愿我们每一个人带着不同的难处，带着不同的问题，主啊，在你施恩宝座的面前能够得着安慰，得着鼓励，得着主你给我们的恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。主啊，但愿我们在你的面前把我们所信仰的与我们的生活能够调和在一起。主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们今天在你的面前能够从我们的心底说，主啊，我们愿意爱你，我们愿意跟随你，我们愿意侍奉你，走你要我们走在地上的道路。主啊，但愿你在我们中间继续的施恩，让我们每一个人，主啊，真正能够面对面迎着今天早上的敬拜，我们的心在里头能够重新得力。主啊，让你的心也能够得到满足，让我们在你面前因着你的满足而得到满足。把以下的时间恭敬的仰望交托在主你的手中，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。请我们还是一样翻回到启示录第二章。
Let's turn again to the book of Revelations chapter 2.
在过去我们分了好几次的时间，一一的从第一章到第三章，我们要看神在启示录前面这三段圣经给我们的一些提醒和教训。
We have spent several Sundays in the past to look into the first three chapters to see what kind of teachings God has prepared for us in here.
特别是第二章、第三章，我们知道这位进入荣耀里面的耶稣基督，向当时小亚细亚七个教会所显明的心意。
Especially in the second chapter and the third chapter, we see the glorious Lord writing to these seven churches in Asia Minor.
这七个教会分散在当时的小亚细亚，就是现在的土耳其。
These seven churches were scattered in the province of Asia Minor, now known as Turkey.
这七个教会坐落在七个不同的城市。
They are located in seven different cities.
我们一直在看这七封书信的时候，我们心里面得着个很大的激励。
And as we read these seven letters, our hearts are greatly encouraged.
我们看见这位进入荣耀的耶稣基督仍然在地上还是关心地上每一间属于他的教会。
Because we know that although our Lord is risen in glory in heaven, he is still concerned about the churches on earth.
我们有一个目的，我们有一个盼望，当我们在看这七封书信的时候。
And as we read these seven letters, we have a goal and an objective.
我们能够画出一个蓝图，看见神的心意到底他对我们还有什么样的盼望和计划。
Because from these seven letters, we see a blueprint of God's plan for us in the church.
我们要在地上建立神的教会。
And as we are building God's church on earth,
两个月以前，有一位年轻的弟兄公开的这样讲。
Especially 2 months ago, I recalled a brother publicly testifying.
他说：“李牧师，我盼望这个教会成为今天许多教会的一个楷模。”
He told me, Pastor Lee, I wish that our church will become a model church for today.
换句话说，我们盼望我们这个教会成为许许多多人能够做参考的一个教会。
In other words, we want our church to be one which could be studied by other churches.
弟兄姊妹，我们听见这样一句话，我们觉得这个弟兄好大胆。
When we hear this, you may be amazed at his courage.
我们说这个弟兄一点不骄，太骄而不谦卑。
You may say he is being a little bit too bold or proud.
我们觉得这个人为什么能够说这样的大话？
How can he say such big words?
但是弟兄姊妹，那天我们听见他做见证了，我们每一个人心里面有相同的感觉。
But when we heard his testimony that day, we were all moved.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前有这样一个属灵的雄心。
Yes, we should have the spiritual ambition.
让我们在神的面前有这样一个看见，主啊，我要做一个基督徒，我需要做一个标准的基督徒。
That when we say, Lord, we want to be a Christian, we say we want to be a model Christian.
我们要建立一个教会，求主让我们照着他的心意建立他的教会。
And if we're going to build his church, let us build it according to his plan.
主的心意在不同的这七封信里面，用不同的角度、不同的重点摆在我们的面前。
And his heart and his plan is laid very, laid out very carefully for us in these seven letters.
以弗所教会讲什么呢?
What about the church in Ephesus?
主提醒他们。
God reminded them,
在忙碌的当中，在侍奉的当中，在工作的当中，不要忘记爱主。
That is when we are busily serving the Lord, do not forget to love him.
弟兄姊妹，这不是给我们一个很好的提醒吗？
Is this not a very apt reminder?
我们可以在侍奉。
Yes, we can serve him.
我们可以在摸主的工作。
We can touch his work.
但是主说，你已经失去了那起初的爱心。
But God reminded us, you may have left your first love.
教会的标志是什么？
What is the symbol for the church?
教会的记号是什么？
What is the characteristic of the church?
不是有很多很多的活动，很多的节目，乃是不可缺少那最重要的爱。
It is not activities or works, but love.
我们教会需要有许多的侍奉，有许多的需要在我们的四周。
Yes, there are a lot of needs around us, and there are lots of work around us.
但是弟兄姊妹，以弗所教会的那一封书信提醒我们，我们更需要的是有耶稣基督的爱。
But most importantly, the letter written to the church in Ephesus reminds us that we need the love of our Lord Jesus.
士美拿教会的那一封信提醒我们什么？
And what about the church in Smyrna?
在苦难的压迫之下，要忠心到底。
And that is under persecution and suffering, we have to be faithful.
今天我们做基督徒的不常常有这样的软弱吗？
Sometimes we do have this weakness today.
今天我们这些侍奉神的人也不时常有这样的缺点吗？
And even for those of us who are serving the Lord.
我们服侍主的这一条线是一条高低上下变化的一条曲线。
If we plot our progress in our spiritual life, we have ups and downs.
我们在一个时候，我们是为主大发热心。
Sometimes we are very zealous for the Lord.
有的时候，我们远远地离开了主。
And yet sometimes we have left him so far away.
有的时候我们热得不得了，有的时候我们冷得不得了。
Sometimes we are hot, and yet sometimes we are so cold.
不错，这是我们每一个人的光景。
And this is our situation.
我们看见以利亚的故事是这样。
And when we see the history of Elijah, he is also like that.
我们看见摩西也是如此。
Even the great prophet Moses was like that.
我们看见耶稣基督十二个使徒，个个都是有起伏、有高低、有强弱、有冷热的时候。
And when we study the 12 apostles, we see that they also have these ups and downs.
但是主借着施美拿的教会提醒我们一件事情。
But God is reminding us through this letter.
让我们一直能够忠心到底。
That we be faithful until the end.
虽然我们这条服侍主，或者虽然我们的信仰的线是高低不平的曲线。
Yes, our curves may be up and down.
但是我们的方向是向着主去。
But the direction should be towards the Lord.
我们看我们的过去，我们有成功，我们有失败。
When we look back into our past, we have successes and failures.
但是让我们看见我们的方向是什么。
But let us see where our direction lies.
让我们看见我们的主在哪里。
Let us see where our Lord is.
让我们为着主托付给我们的。忠心一直到见主的面。
So that we can be faithful to what has been entrusted to us from the Lord.
别加摩的教会提醒我们一个很重要的信息。
To the church in Pergamum,
在异端攻击的里面，让我们能够持守真理。
That we can hold fast to the truth under persecution of heresies.
我在第一次提到这七个教会的时候，曾经提到有一些圣经的学者有这样的看法。
I have mentioned this to you when I first started on this series that certain biblical scholars have this following interpretation.
从以弗所的教会到老底家的教会，这七个教会代表整个教会历史七个时代。
That these seven churches actually stand for seven different stages of the church history.
当我们在读每一封信的时候，我们能够配合这七个时代的感觉来看历史，我们觉得也蛮有意思的。
And we feel that it's very meaningful that when we see these seven letters that we can also correspondingly study the history of the church.
以弗所代表什么呢?
What about the church in Ephesus?
代表第一世纪的时候初期的使徒的教会。
That is the apostolic church in the first century.
当我们看见第一世纪的时候的教会用以弗所这一个第二章第一节到第七节来看的时候，对我们有更深的体会。
From the first seven verses in chapter 2, as we study this letter, and as we think back on the church in Ephesus, we get tremendous inspiration.
施美拿的教会代表第二世纪到第三世纪，那个时候教会受罗马帝国所逼迫所苦害的那一段时间的教会。
The church in Smyrna represents the church which was suffering under the persecution of the Roman Empire in the second and third century.
在那个时候，我们看见这个教会受了极大的逼害。
And we see that the church suffered great persecution.
在受逼害的时候，他们怎么样仍旧为主忠心，持守那个向着主的心。弟兄姊妹，这不是一件容易的事情。
Yet under tremendous persecution, to keep a straight heart for the Lord is not easy.
我们今天风平浪静的时候做基督徒容易。
It's easy for us to be Christians when we have peace.
当人家后面拿着刀枪指着我们说，你还要做基督徒吗？你如果做基督徒，我就一枪把你毙了。弟兄姊妹，我们还能够在那里做基督徒，主啊，这是主给我们一个特别的恩典。
But if others stand behind us and said we will be executed if we continue to profess being Christians, that is only due to the grace of God that we can do so.
我们看见起初的教会受逼害，不止如此，一直到今天。有许多的信徒，许多的教会，为着信仰的缘故，也受了许多的逼害。
Not only was this an expression of the early churches, even today, many are suffering for Christ's sake.
别加摩的教会。
What about the church in Pergamum?
代表主后300年到主后590年。
It represents the 3rd century to 590 AD.
在那一段的时间里面，我们看见君士坦丁把基督教变成国教，信仰变成一个非常时髦的事情。
At that time, Constantine made Christianity into the national religion, and it becomes fashionable to be Christians.
当相信主耶稣不是一个被人逼害的一个题目的时候
，When people who become Christians are no longer persecuted,
当每一个做基督徒变成一种时髦的时候
，When it becomes a fashionable thing to do,
教会的人数多起来不错。
Yes, the church increased in its attendance.
但是渐渐的就掺进一些挂名的一些假基督徒进来。
But then a lot of people come in who only are Christians by name only.
所以从君士坦丁一直到第一任的天主教的教皇，就是说明别加摩教会那个时候的情形。
So the church in Pergamum is a symbol for the church from the time of Constantine to the first official pope.
今天我们要看推亚推拉的教会。
Today we are looking into the church in Thyatira.
从公元590年一直到现在，代表教会历史里面一派很重要的一些教会里面的人物。
It's standing for the period of history from 590 AD all the way up to the present.
就是从教皇第一任的教皇一直到现在整个天主教的情形。
It stands for the first, the time period of the first pope to the Catholic Church of today.
所以有许多的圣经学者承认认为推亚推拉教会的整个这几节的圣经，我们今天所读的是代表整个天主教的一个写照。
Some biblical scholars even say that the verses we have read today, that is verses 18 to 29, is a summary of the history of the Catholic Church.
我盼望弟兄姊妹带着这样一个背景来看这些经文。
It's my wish that when we study these scriptures that we have these interpretations in mind.
但是今天早上我不从天主教从教会历史的角度来看这一段的经文。
But today I will not look at this from a historical point of view.
我们带着一个领受这段话的立场，我们来看主借助这段话给我们今天的弟兄姊妹，我们的教会有一些什么样的提醒。
As we read this, I want us to come with a heart to prepare to listen to the Lord to get the message from Him directly.
推亚推拉是一个什么样的地方？
What is this place like, Thyatira?
也是在今天的土耳其，当年的小亚细亚的一个城。
It is also a city located in Asia Minor.
这个城有什么特别呢？
What are the characteristics of this city?
有两点跟其他六个城不一样的地方。
There are two special points of this city which is different from the others.
推亚推拉是在七个城里面最小的一个城。
First, it is the smallest city of the seven.
第二，这个城跟其他的六个城不一样在哪里呢？
The second difference,
其他的城在政治上、在军事上都有它特别重要的地方，这个城没有政治和军事的这个重要的意义在里面。
The second difference is that there is no special significance politically or military with this city as opposed to the other six.
推亚推拉跟其他六个城不一样，它是一个商业的城。
Thyatira is a city of commerce.
第一，它最小。
It is small.
第二，它是一个商业的城。
And it is a city of commerce.
这两件事情说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
我们看见第一点，虽然它是最小的一个城，但是在这七封书信里面，这封信最长。
Although this is the smallest city, the letter is actually the longest.
我们在这里学到什么功课呢？
And what do we learn from this?
人看为最小的。
When man feels that this is small,
人不看为最小。
God does not treat as small.
人看为不好看。
When men say this is not good looking,
人不会轻看他。
God would not look down upon him.
虽然他是七个城最小的一个城，
although this is the smallest of the seven,
但是主在要约翰写信的时候，
but when God dictated this letter through John,
他好像把他更丰富的心意，更丰富更多的写在这个教会的当中。
It seems that God poured out more of his blessings and his heart to this church.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的价值观和属世的价值观是不一样。
Brothers and sisters, the spiritual value system is very different from the worldly.
今天我们在世界上看一件事情所决定的价值和在属灵的范围里面所看的价值是不一样。
When we look at a thing and we determine a value for it, it may be utterly different when we look at it from a spiritual point of view.
但是弟兄姊妹，从第一世纪开始一直到现在，这个不同价值的混乱一直在神的家里面存在着。
Yet ever since the first century, this mingling of worldly values and spiritual values have been a problem in the church.
从第一个世纪开始，
from the first century,
在耶路撒冷的教会，
even in the church in Jerusalem,
就有这样的一个现象。
There is this manifestation.
一个有钱的人进到教会里面来，
when a rich person comes into the church,
教会对他就另眼相看。
The church administrators will treat him differently.
一个贫穷的人进到教会里面来。
Similarly, when a poor person comes into the church,
教会对他就有另外的一个待遇。
The church seemingly has a different kind of treatment for this person.
当时耶路撒冷教会的领袖就是耶稣基督的弟弟雅各写了这一封信。
And the leader of the Jerusalem church, that is the brother of Jesus, James,
他在雅各书第二章怎么说呢？
He wrote the letter, the epistle of James, and in chapter 2.
他说，我的弟兄，你不可按着外貌来待人。
He told them, brothers and sisters, you should not treat people outwardly.
他接下去他说，若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美的衣服进你们的会堂去。
He said, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes.
然后另外一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去。
And a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in.
他在这里告诉我们说，你们就看重那穿华美衣服的人。
And he continues and says, if you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes,
然后对他说，请坐在这好位上。
And say, here's a good seat for you.
然后又对着那个穷人说，
But say to the poor man,
你要站在那里，
you stand there,
或坐在我的脚凳下面，
or sit on the floor by my feet.
怪不得今天有许多人批评基督教是资本主义的一个副产品。
Is it then not strange, not normal for people to criticize the church as being a capitalistic church?
今天的教会已经受外面社会的价值观的影响，我们变成整个价值观混乱。
Because the church is so influenced by the worldly values that we are utterly confused.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们没有那么极端，没有那么明显，像当年耶路撒冷的教会那样。
Maybe today we are not so extreme or so outwardly manifesting this problem.
穿华丽衣服的人说，请坐在这个高位上。
We don't say to people who wear fine clothes and say, please sit here.
我们对穷人说，你站在这里或者坐在我的脚凳底下。
We do not say to poor people, stand here or sit on my, in front of me.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们的心里面，难道我们没有受这样的影响吗？我们的价值观念不是受世界的价值观念的影响吗？
But if you look into your hearts, are we not also influenced by these worldly values?
但是感谢主，推啊推啊，虽然是一个最小的一个城，但是在神的眼光中，它不是最小。
But praise God, although the city is physically the smallest, in the eyes of God, it is not.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们在教会里面，我们觉得我们是最小，我们是名不见经传，我们是大家所不认识的。
Sometimes we may feel that in this church we are the smallest and nobody knows us.
但是弟兄姊妹，你坐在小子里面的一点点的工作，神都要纪念。
But let us be reminded that of the smallest work we do unto a child of God, God will remember.
当我们在看建立教会的蓝图的时候，
And as we see this blueprint for church planting,
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前提醒我们自己。
Let us remind ourselves in the Lord.
有的时候我在主面前这样祷告。
And sometimes I pray like this.
我说主啊，我很矛盾。
and say, Lord, I have this conflict inside.
我希望这个教会既然盖了一个大的礼拜堂，希望人很多。
On the one hand, because we now have a large sanctuary, I wish that it would be overflowing with people.
我的矛盾在哪里？
But where's the conflict?
有的时候我跟主说，主啊，虽然我希望人多，但是同时我又希望人少。
Because I say, Lord, sometimes I wish there are more people, and yet sometimes I feel there should be less.
因为人多，我们就容易忽略。
Because if there are more people, then it's easy to neglect some of them.
因为人多，总会有一些我们忽略的弟兄或者姐妹或者朋友们。
Because if there are more people, then sometimes we would neglect some brothers and sisters.
渐渐有这样的声音在那里说。
And sometimes I do hear these comments.
这个教会什么都好。
This church is very good.
但是有一个缺点，就是人多到一个地步，让我觉得很冷酷。
But there is a weakness, that is, there's so many people in here that I feel being neglected.
上两个礼拜的夏令会。
For example, in the summer conference, 2 weeks ago,
有一位弟兄在最后一堂的见证会公开地站起来说。
When we have our testimony meeting, a brother actually stood up and publicly testified.
他说我这是带着两对夫妇是你们不认识的来到这个退休会这个夏令会。
He said, I came to this conference and I brought with me two couples that you don't know before.
三四天的夏令会过去。
For 3 and 4 days have passed.
我问这两对夫妇。
And I asked them.
他们告诉我说在三四天的夏令会里面只有三个人跟我说过话。
These two couples said, of the 4 days that we were here, only 3 different people have talked to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们三天的时间是从早到晚都生活在一起，都在同样一个夏令会的营地生活。
Now we were all living together in this camp for 3 to 4 days.
这里有两对陌生人。
And here is two strangers.
他们来参加我们的聚会。
They have come to join our meeting.
三天的时间只有三个人跟他们说话。
Of these 3 days, only 3 different people, which they did not know before, spoke to them.
当这个弟兄下来，我问他。
When this brother finished, I asked him.
我说你说的是哪两对夫妇？后来我去跟这两对夫妇讲话。
And I asked him to point out these people to me, so I went and spoke to them.
我发现他们说的三个人里面有一个是李牧师。
I realized that of the 3, one was myself.
换句话说，除了牧师以外，弟兄姊妹只有两个人跑到那里去跟他们说几句寒暄的话、打招呼的话、问安的话。
That is to say, besides the pastor, there's only 2 other people who have tried to make conversation with these 2 people.
感谢主，我们教会有4个传道人。
We thank God that we have 4 preachers in this church.
再过一个礼拜变成3个传道人。
After a week, though, we only have 3.
这三个传道人能够做多少的工作呢？
How much can these 3 preachers accomplish?
今天我们很容易在这里说，这个教会没有爱心。
It's easy for us to say this church is lacking in love.
这个教会没有关心人的行动。
This church is lacking in actions in concerning for other people.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们不要那么快就很 defensive 说哪里我们教会很好，我们教会很有爱心。我们真是好好的检讨弟兄姊妹，我们教会实在在这方面需要求主再怜悯。
When we hear these criticisms, do not overconclude and just defend yourself. Let us just try to sit down and reflect upon the Lord. Did we do this?
我希望弟兄姊妹能够了解我心情的矛盾。
I hope that you understand the conflict in my heart.
我希望这里坐满人，希望更多的人蒙恩典。
This is my wish that this church will be filled and more will receive the grace of God.
但是照着现在的光景，人越多，我们忽略的人也越多。
Yet when the people increase in attendance, we would only increase in neglecting them.
请问你来这里聚会那么多年，你认识几位新的朋友呢？
Let me ask you this, you have come here for several years, how many new friends have you made?
我们看见主虽然推啊推拉是一个小的一个城，但是他对他的关心似乎更多。
Yet for this smallest church in Thyatira, God seems to be very much concerned with them.
第二，推啊推拉是一个商业的城。
Secondly, this city is a city of commerce.
我们在使徒行传十六章看见腓立比那个地方第一个信徒的名字叫吕底亚，他就是推啊推拉城的人。
When we read in Acts chapter 16, when Paul reached Philippi, the first woman that he met was named Lydia, and she was from the city of Thyatira.
那么吕底亚呢？他是一个什么样的人？他是一个买卖紫色布匹的人，是一个做买卖的一个生意人。
And who was Lydia? She was a merchant dealing in clothing.
我在准备的时候看到一本参考书，竟然说这个推亚推拉教会大概是吕底亚回去以后设立的教会。
And from some commentaries, they even say that the church in Thyatira was started by Lydia.
只有一本书，我们也没有很强烈的这个考证，所以我们只是做一个参考而已。
Although there are not very strong evidence for this.
但是这个城是个商业的城。
But then it's obvious that this city was a city of commerce.
我们知道自古一直到现在，凡是商业比较发达的城，常常跟几样东西都有关系。
And we know that from ancient history that when a city is dealing in commerce, usually certain things are linked to it.
今年三四月，我跟师母回到台湾。
In March and April of this year, we returned to Taiwan.
我们有一次跟几个传福音的几个同工，我们在一起有一点谈话交通。
And we had sharing with some co-workers in the gospel back in the past.
那么他们就问我，他们说李弟兄，你六年没有回来，发现台湾有什么不同呢？
And they asked me, they say, Brother Lee, you haven't been back for 6 years. Did you notice any difference?
我说实在有很大的不同。
I say, yes, there are tremendous differences.
我是从松山机场走的，是从桃园机场回来的，这就是一个很大的不同。
For example, I left through a particular airport, I come back and there's another new airport.
那么以前高速公路只能够到桃园，现在可以一直到高雄，这也是一个很大的不同。
In the past, we can only travel on the highway to a one city, now we can travel north and south.
我们看见建筑，我们看见商业的贸易各方面的发达，我实在发现六年来有很大的不一样。
We see new buildings and we see new signs of activity.
然后他们就告诉我，他说你们有没有注意？他说你们两个人有没有注意到台湾有几样东西特别的多
？And then they continue to ask me, do you notice that there are several things in Taiwan which are more numerous than others?
我猜了半天，只猜对了一个。
I guessed several different things, and I could only guess one right.
我猜对一个的就是说台湾饭馆很多。
And that is, there are a lot of restaurants.
他说台湾餐馆多得不得了。
There are many, many restaurants in Taiwan.
而且每一个餐馆去还要排队，有的时候还不是马上可以有位置坐。
And all of them are overcrowded, and you have to line up and wait for a seat.
实在看见台湾的这方面的生活相当的被提高。
Yes, a lot of people, their living standards are very high.
不要忘记，我们这一群人是一群传道人在一起谈话。
Now, please don't forget, this is conversation between preachers.
因为第二个多，我没有想到是他们特别敏感，就是台湾这些年来庙特别多。
The second thing that they felt was getting numerous was temples.
当我们提到庙多的时候，我们几个人心里面都觉得非常的沉重。
And as they mentioned that, our hearts become burdened.
我们发现贸易、商业各方面越发达，似乎人的心越迷信。
Seemingly, as commerce prospers, that men become more superstitious.
那我就问他们第三样多是什么多呢？
And I say, what is the third numerous thing that you've mentioned?
他们说，你们有没有发现理发店很多？
Do you notice that there are a lot of barber shops?
我说理发店多有什么特别呢？
And I say, what's so strange or amazing about having more barber shops?
我说我离开台湾六年多，我还没有进过一次理发店。
I said, I've left Taiwan for 6 years and never really went to a barber shop.
几年来都是师母跟我理的头发。
All these years, it's my wife who has been cutting my hair for me.
我说台湾理发店多代表什么？
I say, what does this represent? More barber shops in Taiwan.
说台湾理发店多代表色情的泛滥。
And they explained to me that the number of barber shops increasing actually means increase in sexual immorality.
我们看见商业跟两样东西连在一起。
And we see that commerce usually links itself with several things.
跟偶像、跟奸淫连在一起。
Idols and sexual immorality.
如果我们读圣经，我们发现这两样东西实在有相当密切的关系。
And when we study the scriptures, we see that these things are intertwined.
从旧约的时候，这些以色列人出埃及，记载一直到后面新约圣经。
From the Old Testament, when the Israelites left Egypt, all the way up to the New Testament.
当时许许多多偶像的敬拜和性的泛滥有非常密切的关系。
Idol worshipping and sexual immorality seems to be closely linked together.
当这些人进那些偶像的庙去敬拜的时候
，And as these people went into the temples to sacrifice,
常常接下来就有许多性的放纵。
Usually leads to sexual immorality.
许许多多这些庙宇里面这些女祭司，其实就是当时社会的妓女。
A lot of these priests in these temples are actually prostitutes.
所以我们看见当时在推亚推拉的教会受到外面社会整个世界的影响，外面的这些风气也带到教会里面来。
And seemingly then the church in Thyatira was under these pressures, and seemingly some have yielded to this pressure in the church.
弟兄姊妹不只是拜偶像跟犯奸淫连在一起。
Not only are sexual immorality and worshipping of idols linked together,
在圣经里面神常常提到拜偶像其实就是一种属灵的犯奸淫。
The Lord also shows us several times in the scriptures that when we worship idols, this is actually spiritual adultery.
我们在圣经里面看见圣经里面一直有这样一个很明显的启示和提醒。
Within the scriptures, we find this very clear revelation.
什么叫拜偶像？
What does it mean to worship idols?
什么叫拜偶像？ 拜偶像就是在神之外找到一些其他的人事物与神等量器官作为我们敬拜的对象，叫做拜偶像。
To worship idols in the context of the scriptures means that besides God, we have certain things, persons, or events that we treat as equal to God.
圣经里面从旧约一直到新约告诉我们一件事情。
And from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament,
神与以色列百姓的关系。
We are taught the special relationship between God and the people of Israel.
基督与教会的关系。
The special relationship between Christ and the church.
一直用夫妇作为描写和比喻。
And it's usually they use the analogy of husband and wife.
何西亚书里面神大声疾呼说，我以重价把你们老百姓把以色列人聘为永远作为我的妻子。
In Hosea, God says, I have paid great price in order to be able to get you to be my wife.
但是这一个妻子对我不真。
But then this wife was not faithful to me.
神所说的是什么呢？
What was God pointing to?
神所说的是这些以色列人除了神以外去拜偶像。
God was trying to point out that these Israelites, besides worshipping Jehovah, they also have other idols.
以弗所书也提醒我们说，基督与教会好像夫妇的关系一样。
In Ephesians, we are taught that the church and Christ is like husband and wife.
但是今天的教会在基督的面前成为一个不真的人。
But then in today, we find that the church is being unfaithful.
因为我们落在一个除了上帝以外，除了基督以外，我们另外有其他的东西与神放在等量齐观的地位。
Because besides God and Christ, we find that we have other things which we treat just as important.
回想我过去20年服侍主。
And as I recall how I served the Lord in the past 20 years,
我常常发现我在这一方面有许多的失败。
I found that there are a lot of failures in my own experience.
怪不得主耶稣要三次问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深。
There's no wonder that Christ actually asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
Three times Christ asked, do you love me?
好像主耶稣在爱的事上他没有安全感。
It seems that Jesus is insecure in this feeling of love.
他看见彼得，他知道彼得这人有潜力。
He saw Peter and he saw his potential.
他知道彼得有热心。
And he knew that Peter was zealous.
但是他一想到彼得对他的爱，他没有安全感。
But it seems that when he considered Peter's love for him, he is not secure.
今天我们有许多夫妇关系上不是也有这种经验吗？
And in our everyday relationship between husband and wife today, don't we have the same feeling?
有的时候我们突然觉得没有安全感。
Suddenly we feel that we've lost the sense of security.
我们不觉得那个爱还在那里，好像那个爱已经变了质了。
It seems that this feeling of love has changed.
神今天在他的教会的里面常常也有这样的感觉。
And it seems that God today in the church also is going through some of these feelings.
弟兄姊妹，当我在准备的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when I was preparing this,
我有一个很强烈的祷告跟着我的准备。
There's a very strong prayer following this.
我说主啊，求你帮助我，让我这个你的仆人在这一方面不犯罪得罪你。
I say, Lord, please help me, this servant of yours, that I will not sin in this way.
不用其他的事工，不用其他的人来代替你的地位。
That I would not use other people or even works to take the place of you.
推拉的教会。
Church in Thyatira.
如果我们记得刚才丁同甘弟兄跟着我们一起带我们读的时候，
If you recall how Brother Ding led us in reading the scripture,
有许多的长处。
They seem to have a lot of good points.
主耶稣说，我知道你的行为。
Jesus says, I know your deeds.
我知道你的爱心。
Your love.
我知道你的信心。
Your faith.
我知道你的勤劳。
Your service.
我知道你的忍耐。
Your perseverance.
我又知道你幕后行的善事比以前更好，更美。
And I know that you are doing more than you did at first.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一遍。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this again.
我们所有的好处，所有在主面前的摆上，主都知道。
All our good points, God knows.
有的时候我们会觉得我做了半天，好像没有人欣赏我。
Sometimes we feel that I've worked so hard for the Lord, but nobody seems to notice or care.
一封信又一封信，我们看见耶稣基督提醒我们说，他知道，他知道，他知道。
But in these letters, letter after letter, Jesus is letting us know He knows.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们觉得孤单。
Sometimes we feel lonely.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们记得主知道。
But let us be reminded that Jesus knows.
主知道我们的爱，主知道我们的信心，主知道我们的殷勤，主知道我们的忍耐。
He knows about our love, our faith, the thing that we do, the service we do for Him, and our patience.
以弗所教会没有的，推亚推拉教会有。
What was lacking in the church of Ephesus, the church in Thyatira has.
以弗所教会没有爱。
The church in Ephesus lost their first love.
推亚推拉教会有爱。
But the church in Thyatira has love.
推亚推拉的教会有爱心的见证。
They have the testimony of love.
但是主在这里，弟兄姊妹也非常严厉地责备这个教会。
And yet the Lord also rebuked them very severely.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不喜欢听责备的话，我们都喜欢听称赞的话。
Brothers and sisters, we all do not like to listen to words.Of criticism or rebuke, we all like to hear praises.
我们都喜欢听祭司讲道，我们不喜欢听先知讲道。
We like to listen to priests preaching, but not prophets.
因为祭司是代表人来到神面前的一个人物。
Because a priest is a man representing others to come before the Lord.
他真是带着一个温柔的心来到上帝的面前。
He comes with a gentle heart.
祭司的信息。是有膏油涂抹的功效。
The message of the priest is like the anointing of oil.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能不听先知的讲道。
And yet we cannot but listen to the message from the prophet.
先知站在人的面前，代表神把他的心意告诉当时的百姓。
The prophet stand as a representative from God telling his heart to man.
责备的话对我们来讲，好像割在我们的心里面，听起来不是很舒服。
Words of rebuke is like a knife cutting into our hearts, and it's uncomfortable to listen to.
弟兄姊妹，不管人爱心多少，多说多少的诚实话，我们心里面都不是那么容易接受。
Yet no matter how much love we have, how much honesty we have in trying to break this, it's very difficult to take.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些话对我们有益处。
But these words bring us good.
主耶稣在这里责备他们。
Jesus is rebuking them.
说有一件事要责备你。
That I hold this against you.
不错，你有的是以弗所教会没有的。
Yes, what you have was lacking in the church of Ephesus.
但是你不要骄傲。
But do not be proud.
以弗所教会有的是你没有的。
Because the church in Ephesus has certain things that you do not have.
以弗所坚持真理的道。
They were strong in holding to the truth.
一点没有在任何的事上妥协。
They did not compromise in anything.
到底主责备他们什么？
What was Jesus rebuking them on?
弟兄姊妹，请注意，主不是责备耶西别这个女先知。
Please notice that Jesus is not rebuking the woman Jezebel, the prophetess.
主在这里责备推亚推拉的教会，说有一件事我要责备，因为你容让异端进到你的里面。
The rebuke was that the church has tolerated this person to bring in heresy.
在对付这个异端之前。
Before we react to this heresy,
主说我要提醒你，异端会进来，因为我们容让他进来。
Jesus is reminding us that we let heresy to come in. We actually tolerate it.
今天我们在地上做一个信徒。
And today for us to be a believer.
今天在一个教会里面做神的仆人。
To be a servant of God in a church.
很多时候我们发现这两样事情很难平衡。
Sometimes we find that it's very difficult to find a balance.
爱心。和坚持原则要怎么平衡呢？
And that is the balance between love and holding fast to truth.
什么东西我们该容让？
What are the things that we should tolerate?
什么东西我们不该容让？
What are the things that we should not tolerate?
什么事情我们可以不要那么认真呢？
What are the things that we do not have to be so serious about?
什么东西我们要认真?
What are the things that we have to be very serious about?
在上个礼拜我们教会刚分区查经查到腓立比书。
Last week in our area Bible studies, we studied the letter of Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书第一章有一个祷告。
In there, Paul has a special prayer in the
他说,
first chapter.
我的祷告是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
Paul's prayer is that for the church in Philippi to increase in their love and their knowledge.
保罗这个祷告到底什么意思?
What is the meaning of this prayer?
他说我为你们祷告, 因为你们需要智慧去平衡糊涂的爱心。
Because what Paul was trying to pray for is that they have wisdom so that they can know where their love should be directed to.
要用爱心来综合冷酷的这个理性。
On the other hand, we have to use love to balance this coldness of truth.
让我再重复一遍这两句话。
Maybe I should repeat this.
我们需要有智慧来平衡我们可能糊涂的爱心。
We have to use wisdom to sort of evaluate our love.
父母亲都是爱孩子。
Just like parents, they all love their children.
但是常常溺爱把孩子搞坏。
But sometimes you can spoil your children with love.
因为我们的爱没有智慧。
Because the love was lacking in wisdom.
但是相反的,我们也要小心求主给我们爱来综合一些很冷酷的理性。
And yet, on the other hand, we need love to sort of neutralize and make this doctrine or truth, which is very cold, a little bit warmer.
你看接下来保罗怎么说呢?
What does Paul continue to say?
他说有些人传福音是出于嫉妒纷争。
He says some preach the gospel through jealousy.
但是他所传的基督没有错。
But the Christ that he was preaching is good.
动机错了。
His motivation may be wrong.
内容没有错。
But there's nothing wrong with the message.
他说我一起为他欢喜。
He says, for this I rejoice.
我不计较他的动机的问题。
Because I would not look into his motivation.
我们看见保罗的心何等的广大。
And we see how wide Paul's heart was.
但是他的广不是没有原则的。
But we see that he has principles.
但是他的广大不是没有界限。
There are limits.
20年服侍主,我一直在这一方面学习功课,我总是觉得不能把这个功课学得好。
And I feel that for these years that I've learning to serve the Lord, I'm still trying to learn this lesson.
但是我们看见保罗在加拉太书里面怎么说呢?
But what does Paul say in Galatians?
那些格里派的异端,那些假弟兄,他说我一刻的功夫都没有容让他们。
For those who were preaching for circumcision, those who are false Christians, I do not tolerate them at all.
你说保罗是一个矛盾的人吗?
So you say, well, Paul then is a man of conflict.
你说保罗前后不一致吗?
You say he is not consistent.
不是的, 他很清楚画那条线。
No, it's not true. It's just that he is very clear in his line.
他什么时候该容让?
He knows when he should tolerate.
什么时候他不容让?
When he should not.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候实在是我们理性太强了。
Sometimes it seems that our rationale is too strong.
我们讲理由讲得太强烈了。
We are too strong in emphasizing
我们不够,
reason.
我们不够爱。
And we are lacking in love.
当我们跟一个非基督徒在交通的时候,
when we are sharing, for example, with a non-Christian,
我们传福音给他的时候,
as we are trying to share the gospel,
也许我们理论讲太多, 我们缺少更多的爱来关怀他。
Maybe we have used too much theory and reason, but instead we should have been loving and caring.
相对的,
correspondingly,
很多时候我们在主的面前太放肆的爱而忽略了我们有原则。
Sometimes we are so loving that we have forgotten that there are limits and there are places where we cannot compromise.
主耶稣在这里责备他们。
And this is what Jesus was rebuking them on.
你们容让这个异端进到你们的中间。
You have tolerated this heresy.
后面就不可收拾。
And so then you cannot control it.
耶西别进来以后,
after Jezebel has come in,
教导我的仆人犯奸淫,然后吃拜偶像的物。
By her teachings, she has misled my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
主耶稣在这里当然也特别责备这一些异端的人。
Of course, Jesus was rebuking the people responsible for the heresy also.
我们看见主怎么对这些行异端的人说话。
And how did Jesus say to them?
你看二十节到二十一节到二十三节。
In verse 21 to 23,
第一个我们看见主耶稣照样给耶西别一个悔改的机会。
First, we notice that Jesus also gave Jezebel an opportunity to repent.
弟兄姊妹,我在这个讲台上一而再再而三提了多少次。
I've mentioned this so many times on this pulpit.
罪按人看有大有小。
In our point of view, there are big sins and small sins.
罪从人的角度看，有严重的罪，有不严重的罪。
And in our eyes, we think there are serious sins and there are small sins.
当然，在主的眼光也是一样，有不同大小轻重的罪。
Yes, in the eyes of God, there are also big sins and small sins.
但是主只要求一样事情。
But he is only asking for one thing.
一个悔改的心。
A heart of repentance.
一个悔改的心。
A heart of repentance.
将来我们站在神的面前。
When we stand before the Lord in the future,
不是看我们的罪大罪小来决定我们的审判。
Our judgment will not be whether we have sinned greatly or only small sins.
十几层地狱的观念不是基督教的观念。
We do not have this feeling that we will be punished according to the amount of sins.
圣经里面只有一个地狱，不是十八层的地狱。
In the scriptures, there's only one hell and not 18 levels.
在地狱里面的人是什么样的人呢？
What are the people in hell like?
是不是说犯罪深一点人就看
Have you repented or not?
主在这里说我给他们有悔改的机会
And Jesus said I have given her time to repent
但是他们不肯
But she is unwilling
当一个人在主的面前有机会而不回到主面前的时候
If a person has been given an opportunity to come back to the Lord
21节说我曾给他悔改的机会他却不肯悔改他的隐形22节看啊我要叫他病卧在床。
What follows then is verse 22, and Jesus says, I will cast her on a bed of suffering.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是轻慢不得的。
We cannot just play around with our God.
我越服侍主，我越来越觉得我们的神是一位轻慢不得的神。
And I am getting more and more clear on this as I serve the Lord.
如果我们今天带着开玩笑的态度与神交往，弟兄姊妹，迟早我们要看见神严厉的手要临到我们的身上。
We cannot come before God jokingly all the time, and if we continue to do so, we will see His hand of judgment.
圣经说：“看哪，我要管教他。”
And Jesus say, "I will discipline her."
弟兄姊妹，疾病在这里很明显是神管教人的一个工具。
It is clear here that Jesus is going to use sickness as a method of discipline.
我不反对为病人祷告。
I agree with praying for people who are sick.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹为有病的亲友同心来到主的面前。
You know that I encourage you to pray for your sick relatives.
但是当我们为一个病祷告的时候
，But as we are praying for certain illnesses,
弟兄姊妹，我们要弄清楚一件事情。
Let us be clear of one thing.
这个人为什么生病
？Why is this person sick?
如果这个人生病是魔鬼的攻击。
If this person is sick due to the attack of Satan,
我们在撒旦的面前宣告主的权柄。
We can stand before Satan and call down the power of Jesus.
让这个人彰显主的荣耀，站起来行走。
So that this person can stand up to testify to the glory of God.
但是如果这个人的疾病是因着他在神的面前接受神的管教。
Yet on the other hand, if this person was sick because he is receiving discipline,
我们要先对付那个受管教的原因。
We have to then look after the reason for the discipline.
弟兄姊妹，你看，短短的两节圣经，在21节、22节三次提到悔改。
You see, in these two verses, Jesus mentioned repentance three times.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道每一个人的光景怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know the condition of all of you.
但是我非常清楚我在神面前的光景。
But I am very clear of my own situation before the Lord.
如果我不悔改
，If I do not repent.
不是因为我是神的仆人就可以得到比较轻神的管教。
It's not that because I am a servant of God that if I do not repent, I will receive lighter sentences.
也许相反，因为神给我的托付多，我要受的管教就更严厉。
Perhaps it's the reverse, that because I've been given much, the discipline will be much more severe.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，神是一个管教的神。
Let us remember that God is a God of discipline.
第一，他给人有悔改的机会。
First, He gives us an opportunity to repent.
第二，他管教我们。
And then He disciplines.
但是管教不是不爱我们呢。
But it doesn't mean that He doesn't love us.
我们做父母亲的都知道，我们爱我们的孩子，所以我们对他有管教。
And we as parents always know that we discipline our child because of love.
因为主还是要借助管教让他们有悔改的机会。
Because through discipline, Jesus wants to bring us to repentance.
但是我们继续看下去。
But as we continue,
到23节
in verse 23,
我又要杀死他的党类，党类原文做儿女。
I will strike her children dead.
如果一而再，再而三，我们跟神的公义开玩笑。
有一天主的愤怒就会临到我们的身上。
If we play around with the righteousness of God once and twice, if several times, then the righteous God will judge us in his wrath.
保罗对哥林多教会说，
And this is how Paul shared with the church in Corinth.
在哥林多的教会，
In the church of Corinth,
有人马马虎虎随随便便吃主的饼喝主的杯。
There are people who make very lightly of the Lord's Supper.
但是他们不悔改。
And they do not repent.
死亡就临到那个教会。
And death came upon that church.
亚拿尼亚、撒非拉的故事。
We reminded of the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
不是欺哄人，乃是欺哄圣灵。
They did not try to cheat men, but the Holy Spirit.
神的管教、审判就临到神的家。
And the judgment of God, the discipline of God, came to the church.
弟兄姊妹，我在神的面前有一个极迫切的祷告。
And I have this prayer in me.
我说主啊，让我不是站在台上这样轻易地讲这样的一篇信息。
That I will not just stand here and make lightly just preach this message.
让我们今天都注目在这位主的身上。
That we all put our eyes to the Lord.
看见我们的主是怎么样一位主呢？
So that we can see our Lord as who he is.
十八节他自己说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子。
Jesus described himself here in verse 18, saying that his eyes are like blazing fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze.
然后二十三节他说，我是那察看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人的神。
And Jesus said, I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds.
主耶稣在这里给我们看见他的眼，他的脚。
Jesus here lets us see his eyes and his feet.
对推亚推拉的教会，主耶稣没有把他的口、把他的耳这一方面启示给他们。
For this church in Thyatira, Jesus did not reveal his mouth or his ears.
但是给他看见这位主是一个眼目像火焰的主。
But he revealed to them that his eyes are like blazing fire.
因为他察看人的肺腑心肠。
Because he searches our hearts and our minds.
他不是单单看我们的外面。
He does not just see our outside.
他看我们的内心。
He looks into our hearts.
我们听19世纪的许多布道家传道的时候。
And as we hear those old preachers in the 19th century.
他们是大声疾呼地宣告神的公义。
They always proclaim the righteousness of God.
他们宣告到一个极端，忽略了主的爱。
And they do it to an extreme that they have neglected the love of God.
我害怕我们20世纪的传道人。
But I'm afraid that the preachers of the 20th century
大声疾呼宣告神的爱，
that when we proclaim the love of God,
我们忽略了上帝公义的那一面，
to the extreme that we have neglected the righteousness.
眼目如同火焰，弟兄姊妹。
His eyes are like blazing fire.
他的脚像铜一样。
His feet are like bronze.
铜在圣经里面代表审判。
Bronze stands for judgment in the Holy Scriptures.
脚代表他走到哪里，他的审判走到哪里。
His feet are like bronze means that whenever he walks, there will be judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上，包括我在内，不替别人听到，但愿我们一同在主的面前说，主啊，这一篇信息你对我说什么？
Brothers and sisters, let us today listen to this message not for others, but for ourselves.
我们要做得胜者。
Yes, we want to be overcomers.
让我们在圣洁的事上做得胜者。
Then let us be overcomers in holiness.
在神那里有一个绝对的圣洁。
In God, there is an absolute standard for holiness.
在我们的经历里面有一个相对的圣洁。
In our experience, we have a relative standard.
但是让我们这个相对的圣洁是照着那个绝对的圣洁，一天一天有进步。
But let us strive to make this relative standard closer and closer to the absolute standard of God.
当我们越圣洁的时候，
and as we become more holy,
让这个教会成为主心意里面更合用的器。
May this church then become a more suitable vessel for his use.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray. Father, we thank you for your very own words. Yes, we need to be reminded that Your eyes are like blazing fire. Lord, so many times we come before you and we are just play acting. We do not really mean it, Lord, when we pray, when we study the scriptures, or when we come to church. Lord, so many times there are other things in our lives which we count as not only just as important sometimes, Lord, that they become more important than you. Lord, we thank you for reminding us today. Perhaps it is our career, Lord. Perhaps it is our own children. Lord, perhaps it is our own relationships, our own ambitions. Lord, as we come before you and listen to your own words today, Lord, help us to repent. Yes, Lord, we admit before you that we have committed spiritual sins of adultery, that so many times we put other things before you as more important. Lord, help us. It is only you yourself who can attract us to run more after you. And we ask that today, as we repent before you, that you will show yourself more clearly to all of us, that when we see this glorious Lord, who is full of love for us, that we will respond in kind. Because, Lord, if it's not for your own love, we cannot do anything. We thank you for your own message to us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.